Hi, I'm Chad, and welcome to your 5-Star Minute, your daily reminder that freedom doesn't come from luxury, it comes from being present. You don't need a 5-star lifestyle or a 1-hour podcast. You just need one honest minute to come back to yourself. So step into this moment, slow down, and let it count. There's something that still gets to me more than I'd like to admit. Being misunderstood. Not in a big dramatic way, just in those small, everyday moments. When I say something, and it lands differently than I meant. When someone reacts to a version of me that doesn't feel true. When I realize I'm being seen through a story I didn't choose. My first instinct is always the same. I want to explain, clarify, correct. I replay the conversation in my head and think, no, that's not what I meant. Or, if they really knew me, they'd understand. And sometimes I do explain, but lately I've been noticing something else. How exhausting it is to always try to be understood. How much energy it takes to manage other people's perceptions, to clean up misunderstandings immediately, to make sure nothing feels unresolved. So I've been trying something different. When I feel that familiar discomfort of being misunderstood, I pause. I ask myself a simple question. Do I actually need to fix this right now? Sometimes the answer is yes. And when it is, I speak. But more often than I expected, the answer is no. The moment doesn't fall apart if I don't correct it. The relationship doesn't collapse. The world keeps moving. And something surprising happens inside me. I feel a little freer, less tight, less responsible for how I'm being interpreted. What I'm learning is this. Being misunderstood doesn't always mean something went wrong. Sometimes it just means I'm human, and so is the other person. Not everyone will see me clearly. Not every moment needs to be explained. And letting that be okay creates more peace than getting the perfect understanding ever did. Remember, being present takes practice. This was your 5-Star Minute. Live it, feel it. See you tomorrow.